Did I really murder my father? I ask. No reply. I swing round, but the boy named Crow is gone, and the silence swallows my question. Alone in such a dense forest, the person called me feels empty, horribly empty. Ushima once used the term hollow men. Well, that's what I've become. There's a void inside me, a blank that's slowly expanding, devouring what's left of who I am. I can hear it happening. I'm totally lost, my identity dying. There's no direction where I am, no sky, no ground. I think of Miss Saiki, of Sakura, of Oshima. But I'm light years away from them. It's as though I'm looking through the wrong end of a pair of binoculars, and no matter how far I stretch out my hand, I can't touch them. I'm all alone, in the middle of a dim maze. Listen to the wind, Oshima told me. I listen, but no wind's blowing. Even the boy named Crow has vanished. Use your head. Think about what you've got to do. But I can't think anymore. No matter how much I use my head, I finish up at a dead end in the maze. What is it inside me that makes up me? Is this what's supposed to stand up to the void? If only I could wipe out this me who's here, right here and right now. I seriously consider it. In this thick wall of trees, on this path that's not a path, if I stopped breathing, my consciousness would silently be buried in the darkness. Every last drop of my dark, violent blood dripping out, my DNA rotting among the weeds. Then my battle would be over. Otherwise, I'll be eternally murdering my father, violating my mother, violating my sister, lashing out at the world forever. I close my eyes and try to find my center. The darkness that covers it is rough and jagged. There's a break in the dark clouds. It's like looking out of the window to see the leaves of the dogwood gleaming like a thousand blades in the moonlight. I feel something rearranging itself under my skin, and there's a tinkling sound in my head. I open my eyes and take a deep breath. I throw away the can of spray paint, the hatchet, the compass. From far away, I hear them all clatter to the ground. I feel lighter. I slip the rucksack off my shoulders and toss it aside. My sense of touch seems suddenly acute. The air around me's grown more transparent. My sense of the forest has grown more intense. Coltrane's labyrinthine solo plays on in my ears, never ending. Thinking it over, I reach into the rucksack and take out the hunting knife and stuff it in my trouser pocket. The razor-sharp knife I stole from my father's desk. If need be, I could use it to slash my wrists and let every last drop of blood inside me gush out onto the ground. That would destroy the device. I head into the heart of the forest, a hollow man, a void that devours all that's substantial. So there is nothing left to fear. Not a thing. And I head into the heart of the forest.